This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live this Thursday evening. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. In the last hour, we were sort of talking about this Hillary email problem thing, and apparently they're coming after the lady.
Do we have to keep talking about these darn emails?
Well, I don't... If they just finish up, how long does it take to investigate?
Yep.
We know what she did. We know what she did was against the law.
There's two parts of the investigation. You have the State Department's Inspector General, which is going to go through everything and determine whether she violated State Department regulations.
Uh-huh.
And if those...
Which is clear.
Right.
That she was warned multiple times.
And what's going on the FBI side, at least according to this article, the allegations are not so much that she broke the laws regarding privacy and everything else. It was a question of access and was the reason that she was using this private server part of a criminal activity to hide money that was being funneled to the Clinton Foundation. So it kind of teases
that
the FBI investigation really isn't about what we think it's about.
I see.
And why didn't we get into that money, Hillary?
Yeah.
Why were you keeping us out of the loop?
Yeah, well, nobody gets any of Hillary's money.
I need to get a Hillary phone. Come on.
Let's go to Straight Razor calling in from Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. So, you know, the other caller was talking about if there was a day when there would be no police running around. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't see that as necessarily a bad thing.
You're a former police officer?
That's correct, and I've worked both sides, you know, state, federal, and also private. And there are plenty of private companies that would be willing to step up and patrol your neighborhood, and you would get a much better value for money.
Prior to the creation of police in America, which was I think the first police department was like in the 1850s in London, and they became. Essentially, many of the slave catchers, and you can don't blame me for this. Check out the University of Kentucky's study on this. That the slave catchers were often enrolled into police larger city police departments in the South and even in the North. And oftentimes in the North, they would use Pinkerton men who were just private security
right.
at one point. And they have their problems too. It's not like the Pinkerton men were without detractors by any stretch of the imagination. But it's the whole policing thing. I guess it made policing as efficient as turning the same security apparatus that allowed 9/11 to occur, giving them all badges and calling them TSA agents. Because that's what happened at 9/11.
Right.
They took the private security, called them TSA agents, and nothing changed except for the fact that they steal everybody's water bottle now.
Hey, and you're going to be much better
Absolutely,
funded.
But what my point is that if you were that worried about your safety, you're going to be more safe with a private firm than you ever will with a state firm. With a state organization, because
I agree.
It's you're actually paying someone, and in most cases, I would say we did three trips a night out to if someone was paying us for a location, three trips a night. So how often would a state police officer stop by your property, to inspect and make sure everything is okay? It's going to be very rare because they're just driving around or wasting your time, enforcing drug laws.
I think the answer to that is as infrequently as possible, because that is the motivation. They're not going to get any extra pay if they become extra diligent regarding my particular neighborhood, right?
Exactly.
You don't get a bonus if you do a really, really good job of patrolling my neighborhood and keeping crime out.
But if they did stop a crime, which would have to actually happen, then they would get a star by their name and at the office, and they might get a raise at the end of the year.
Oh, it depends on what crime they encountered. If it happened to be a town official driving drunk, then they make That might hurt them.
Well, that, he was talking about private.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You, whenever you're looking at private, you know, obviously they have to make their customers happy. So if you're, let's say you have a neighborhood of libertarian-minded individuals, we're probably not going to be interested in you arresting people that are smoking pot, right? So sure. We're not going to look for a company to do that, and we certainly aren't going to pay a company to do that. So it puts a lot more power into the individuals who are paying. It puts a lot more power into their hands as far as what is enforced, as opposed to just some big pot that a bunch of bureaucrats get to deviate.
Yeah, basically, malum prohibitum laws would likely go away in a private policing paradigm, because if you're paying somebody to help you, keep you safe, keep your property safe or something like that, you're not very likely to be interested in them taking your child away to jail because they were smoking some pot or whatever the reason was.
Right.
So, and by the way,
if your kid did do something stupid like knock the mailbox over with a baseball bat, which kids do.
Yeah.
The security officer would probably bring them back to the house, and they'd have a sit down, and maybe the victim would get involved, and the kid would get taken care of right there on the spot, instead of taking it through the courts, which it does, and who gets paid at the end of the day?
Right,
the state.
When I was a kid, a friend of mine backed out of my grandmother's driveway, knocked into a garbage can that apparently dented the garbage can. The neighbor across the street, the neighbor, you know, we ended up talking about it. I paid for a new garbage can or whatever. My friend didn't, who hit it, but. That's what occurred. I had my car vandalized about a year ago out here at the LRN studios. Somebody threw some disgusting liquid on it or something. And the police never even brought the person to talk to me.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing was done. Now, I didn't want to see this kid go to jail or anything like that.
Right.
But nothing occurred. I didn't get $5 for a car wash. Nothing.
That's how it works.
That's because the interest is not on you. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Right.
So
and this cop, you know what he said, Straight Razor? He said, "Well, it's kind of like writing on a sidewalk in chalk." So what he did was he held me responsible for the actions of other people within my peer circle.
Right.
And he thought that, you know, I bet he thought that was real clever as he cashed his government paycheck.
Oh yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Plus, you know, he wasn't interested in doing all the paperwork that goes with that.
Yep.
You know, it's just one of the things, which is why I say I really don't see a big issue with there not being a bunch of, you know, state enforcement running around.
By the way, I did look up the statistics, Bureau of Labor Statistics, for private security guards versus cops and sheriffs. Private security guards almost double.
There's almost twice as many.
Almost twice as many. How many cops and sheriffs there are out there?
What do they get paid in comparison? Because government workers tend to get paid more.
They're averaging $13.68 an hour, whereas cops and sheriffs average $30
That's
an
about
hour.
Right.
So almost triple.
Almost triple.
And I can tell you, as a police officer, if someone hired me privately, I could make, with just by having here in Texas the police officer's license, upwards of $60 to $80 an hour, just because I had a little card that said I was a certified police officer.
Yeah, because oftentimes people will hire police for security.
Well, because they grant us more rights than private security. So private security can't do as much. They can't respond, at full speed on the highway. Right. They have to respond at the speed limit. So it's, you know, if we opened that up and allowed private security firms to do more to actually get to their clients and help them, I think we'd be a lot better.
Can private security put somebody in handcuffs?
Absolutely. Okay, it's going to vary per state. So, like in North Carolina, I can put you in handcuffs, but I cannot tell you that you're under arrest.
Okay. What is a citizen's arrest? Can a citizen put someone in handcuffs if they're?
That's what it would be.
Yeah.
So it's not considered an arrest because we haven't been granted the right? So it's considered you detaining someone. And like I said, this is all based on state. But yeah, you can detain someone who is violent or whatever the situation may be.
Thanks for the call, Straight Razor. I appreciate it. The number's 855-450-3733. How do cops get arrest power if we don't have arrest power? Can't we as a society only grant the rights that we have?
Too true.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind this live edition. It's Thursday. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the last segment, Straight Razor called in about private police departments and how he felt like those might be superior. You can call in and talk about that at 855-450-FREE or anything else. I, however, have brought in a story. And
oh, no.
It's one of the difficult situations that I have. On one hand, it's kind of my job to bring cultural phenomenon to my listeners, especially interesting cultural phenomenon. On the other hand, I don't want to sort of propagate this nonsense. And in this case, I'm propagating the nonsense.
It's a fine line, isn't it?
It is. From The Guardian.
And by the way, these pictures... maybe not safe for work if your boss is walking around looking over your shoulder because they're so goofy.
Goofy, yeah. Yeah. The title of it is Men Who Live as Dogs. We're just the same as any person on High Street, says the dog. Human pups like to live in packs, play with squeaky toys, eat from bowls, and nuzzle their handlers. Ahead of a new documentary, Spot, Bootbrush, and Kaz open up about their community. It's easy to laugh at a grown man in a rubber dog suit.
Yes, it is.
That was a great story. That's all you really needed to say. Short and to the point.
Chewing on a squeaky toy. Perhaps too easy. In fact, because to laugh is to dismiss it, denigrate it, and ignore the fact that many of us have found comfort and joy in pretending to be animals at some point in our lives. Now, my son's 8. And he likes to pretend sometimes to be animals. He also likes to pretend to be superheroes and Star Wars characters and a variety of other things. He likes to pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of pretend as far as I'm concerned.
Crucial for a healthy mind and body.
It's a good part of the growth of the mind to put yourself in alternate realities and, you know, to build.
I think that, however, generally people grow out of this propensity. Not everybody, but, I mean, you know, then again, if you have 8 billion people on the planet, anything's going to happen at some point.
Drive by a new release of an Avengers movie or a Star Wars movie, and you got all the nuts out and camping out.
Cosplay might be a little different than pretending. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I think that if those people could, they would wear that crap 24/7.
Yeah.
But there's something in their minds. They wake up and they're like, you know, I can't wear this to work on Monday.
Yeah, sure.
I want to be taken seriously and, you know, carry on conversation with the norms out there. I'll save this for the weekend.
Yeah, I think of the guys that do LARPing, you know,
interesting.
Renaissance Festival and things like that, where they really want to immerse themselves.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
As long as it's not Game of Thrones Renaissance, because no one wants to live in that.
I don't think anybody can live through it, can they? Yeah. Doesn't everybody die?
Eventually.
Somebody gets killed over by the salted pretzel stand. You know, and when it comes to cosplaying and that kind of thing, I have a king's outfit that I like to wear sometimes to events. I find that amusing. You know, when people say, hey, king, I'll say loyal subject. You know, I guess I see some room for this kind of thing, but
yeah, most of us just play video games.
It is,
and
easy.
We immerse ourselves in that reality,
sure.
And then we can just walk away from it and go be normal again.
Books,
the same thing.
It's easy to laugh at a grown man in a rubber dog suit, though, chewing on a chew toy.
That's so a given.
The sympathetic life of human pups is a sympathetic. Excuse me. The secret life of human pups is a sympathetic look at the world of pup play, a movement that grew out of the BDSM community, which, again, is kind of funny to, you know, people giving each other paddlings. I find that amusing. Has exploded in the last 15 years as the Internet made it much easier to reach out to like-minded people. While the pup community is a broad church, and this is written in England, so I imagine that means something different to them than it does to me, human pups tend to be male, gay, and have interest in dressing in leather, wear dog-like hoods, enjoy tactile interactions like stomach rubbing or ear tickling, play with toys, eat out of bowls, and are often in a relationship with their human handlers.
Hmm.
It would seem strange to not be in a relationship, like some kind of intimate relationship with your human handler, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this is kind of like those baby guys. What are they called? It's the same thing.
The people wear diapers and stuff.
Yeah. If you don't have a parent to feed you and bathe you,
you can't really pretend to be a baby.
It doesn't work. You just wallowing in your own, you know, yeah, what?
Indeed.
And there's no one to take care of you. Babies don't do well by themselves.
So yeah, you've got to find somebody like-minded who's going to play the role of the handler.
Indeed.
Maybe to them it's not a role. I don't want to say it is.
Are these people that just don't want to work? I mean, ultimately, that's what I look at my dog and I see. I wish those animals would go out and work.
Yeah, and so maybe they get two things out of it. Maybe number one, they get this sexual high from it because that's what they're into, and this is a sexual thing. You know, they don't really talk about it, but this much is. First of all, but second of all, yes, I'm 100% taken care of. A dog can't go out and get a job.
Yeah, but, you know, if I was the handler and I saw my dog, one of these dogs, these BDSM pup people, playing on their phone, I'm going to smack that thing out of their little paws and tell them to go find something doggy to do.
Right. Go find a bone to chew on or something like that.
Lick this plate. You know?
Yeah, and maybe that is sort of the give and take. So let's just take this whole dog thing out of it, and let's just say it's sort of a messed. I forgive me, I'm not way up on my BDSM, but I imagine in a master-slave relationship where this master is, you know, he or she is in charge, the master, the mistress, whatever,
yeah,
then the slave probably has duties to do but may not work. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
So I guess it's kind of the same thing, sort of, just with another twist and add a few more milk bones.
They certainly, yeah, right. I'd say it's similar to that. I don't know if the people that like to wear the dog outfits have to wash the dishes or not. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, like really wash the dishes. I don't mean like what my dog does to dishes.
Lick them clean.
And by the way, that's the only task the animal has. She's supposed to kind of, you know, entertain the kid, but frankly, she's 8 years old. So is he. He was bought. She was bought about the same time he arrived, and she, well, you know, not that interested in hanging out with him. You know, she'd much rather just.
But if he wants to play, I'm sure she'll pop a little bit.
No.
If he wants to throw a ball.
No, she doesn't. She's a retriever that does not retrieve. She is something other than a retriever.
That dog needs some sheep to herd or something.
Right. She's a golden retriever, never retrieved gold. She never retrieved much of anything.
I'd ask for my money back.
I throw food to her. It like she kind of ducks and lets it strike the floor, and then she eats it. No, I mean, you know, just this animal doesn't want to do much other than, you know, her one role, which is plate cleaning. And it does have some value, right? You know, if she does a good job on the plate, then you don't have to rinse it before you put it in the dishwasher. So I suppose there's that. But, I mean, she's bored. That dog's bored. That's why she's fat. Okay? She doesn't get to do much. I don't know why anybody would want to be a dog. The number is 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on people wearing dog outfits. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about anything. The story we're reading now proves it. Anything here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. And the story is from The Guardian over there in UK. And it's about the secret life of human pups, men who live as dogs. And it's fascinating stuff, I've got to say. It's well written. But before we do that, I want to tell you about the debate challenge. Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement here in the United States, and this gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we have Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year, for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. Now, if that's not good enough, Roger is offering $100,000. That's $50,000 to each to a charity of the choice of each of these men, $50,000, Bernie Sanders is denying to some charity out there by not being willing to meet with Adam Kokesh. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. It's bernie.freetalklive.com.
As I've said before, I have no problem with Kokesh being the other debating Bernie, but yep. I would much rather see Daryl W. Perry.
Daryl W. Perry?
Who is an actual presidential candidate.
Yeah. I suppose that there's some value to that. I guess I was the one who recommended Kokesh for this particular thing, and I find him to be one of the most articulate, long-winded people in the Liberty Movement as far as the stuff goes. It's not that I don't like Daryl, but I think that there's – I think you, what you're saying is true, that there's value in the fact that he's a presidential candidate.
Yeah.
I get that. I think that there are lots of people who could have done this debate. Adam Kokesh is the one that you chose.
And if Bernie – Bernie is not going to accept this. But if he was, it would be – it'd be more acceptable if it was an actual presidential candidate who was coming at him.
Yeah.
If it's just some no-name, Kokesh is not a no-name, but if, you know, but on the political spectrum he is.
Sure.
Who is this guy with his beard and his bare feet?
Sanders would debate, say, whoever the Libertarian is? I don't imagine that he'd ever step down like that.
I don't know, but he might debate Trump.
There's a story out that says that he might debate Trump.
And Trump might be coming back and saying he's never said that. Or I don't know where that's going right now. But, I mean, if he would debate Trump, he might debate.
What would be the point?
Maybe Johnson. And he's libertarian. Or he says he is.
What's the point for Trump to debate Sanders?
What's the win?
Right.
I think the win is to demonstrate even before he gets to the convention that, yeah, you can throw anybody at me and I'll do what I do. Which is going to be yell bombastically and put them down and be
boy,
little.
Boy, do I talk.
I talk.
Sometimes I talk a lot.
Sometimes I use words. Sometimes I use two or three words.
Right,
but my words are super. They are great. They are excellent
huge.
Words.
Huge. They're huge.
Yeah. I don't see why Trump would go and debate Sanders in this circumstance. Trump should be debating whoever the Democratic nominee is. In that case, it may be Sanders. Frankly, I hope it's Sanders, but I don't expect it to be Sanders.
This is where I want to see more pay-per-view in politics. You know what I mean? And the idea with Kokesh and with Bernie, that's sort of a pay-per-view, at least in the sense that some money's up there for grabs, and if they do it, then some money goes somewhere else. But honestly, I'd just love to be able to see some of these candidates that aren't otherwise going to be debating each other, take a crack at each other.
Yeah, take this reality television show to the next level, right?
Yeah.
I want to see Celebrity Deathmatch is what I'm really looking for. That's what I want to see.
Where they don't know what weapon they're going to fight with. It's underneath the black cloak, gets lifted, and they've got sabers. Yeah!
Battle Royale.
Yeah. But it's going to be bad if you just give two uninitiated people sabers and tell them to go at each other.
Could take a while and be really messy.
Yeah.
Well, they're blunt, too.
The blunt sabers?
They're ornamental.
Whipping each other. Ouch. That's going to sting and put an eye out.
Exactly. You're going to be bruised tomorrow morning.
Coming from TheGuardian.com, going on with a story about human pups. In the documentary, this is the documentary about human pups, The Secret Life of Human Pups, we see Tom, a.k.a. Spot, take part in the Mr. Puppy Europe competition in Antwerp. Yeah, that's right. They've got a competition. It's a mix of beauty pageant, talent show, and Crufts. I should have looked up what Crufts was. David, a.k.a. Bootbrush, talks to the camera in a leather dog mask. Two pups walk through London pretending to wee on lampposts to raise awareness for their identity.
I was just going to ask which bathroom they used. I guess they don't. They use the lampposts.
Yep. The
fire hydrants.
I don't think that we're going to have to
install
separate bathrooms for these folks. Let's see. And lots of men jumping up for treats, barking and wagging their mechanical tails. I guess they come with mechanical tails, like a little... Maybe they push a button and it goes back and forth. I don't know.
It's pretty high tech.
Yeah. When I speak to Tom, he's keen to point out that puppy play is about more than just outfits and surface-level power games. It's about being given license to behave in a way that feels natural, even primal. You're not worrying about money, food, or work. I'm reasonably certain.
Ding, ding, ding. Yep.
If you are acting in a primal fashion, the, pretty much the only thing you're worried about is food.
Right.
Primal, food.
And humping.
Yeah, right, that too.
And sleeping.
Yeah. Says Tom, who works as an engineer in a theater. What?
Could be a lighting engineer.
Yeah,
could be
like
a janitorial engineer. I suspect it's probably janitorial.
It's just a chance to enjoy each other's company on a very simple level. A simple level maybe is smelling bottoms. I don't know. Tom's discovery of a puppy play came about gradually. He knew he liked sleeping in a collar and had a fetish for skin-tight clothing, lycra, rubber, even off-the-peg cycling shorts. Then came a Dalmatian Zentai suit that he found on eBay and a $1 orange leash from Pets at Home until eventually a man in a club walked up to him and said, "Oh, right, so you're a pup." The realization was not without its repercussions. It led to a breakup with his former fiancée, Rachel, and a move into a gay relationship with his new handler, Colin. I gotta say, I think the best thing about this article is the pictures, and of the best part about this article, the best pictures, is the picture of him sitting in this skin-tight Dalmatian suit on a couch next to his fiancée, with her eyes are just sort of wide, and she's just sitting sort of demurely, and but at the same time, looks like she's had quite enough of this bull.
Yeah, there would be a thought bubble, a cartoon bubble coming out of her head that says WTF.
Dear
God. I don't know. With all of the women love these types of situations.
Not her.
I mean, if Charles Manson is getting married and all these killers and strange people in prison, and they love taking care of sad cases like this.
You know that just because a woman likes this does not mean that women like this, right?
I'm going to say women in general like taking care of situations.
If I took this on as a new practice, my wife would beat me with a stick. I mean, this would be completely unacceptable behavior in my household. You know, if you've got time for this crap, you've got time to get out there and pull some weeds in the garden.
Exactly.
But are you still able? Maybe you're out pulling weeds in the garden in your dog suit. But if you're still bringing home the bacon,
I think you're trying to convince Mark that his wife somehow is going to be okay with us, which I'd love to find out just if we had the suit.
Yeah, but the one thing that she'd be okay with is an electric shock collar.
Exactly.
But
here's what.
And play believe, dog?
I get a little wound up. I don't get wound up. I just feel that some of this stuff's a distraction. But at least here's a guy who's found something that seems to make him happy. And he's found someone else who seems to be interested in the same sort of thing, and they're both happy.
Isn't that all that
And here we are making fun of them.
Exactly. We're making fun of them.
Happy.
But as weird as it may seem, they seem happy.
Does it matter to you? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about live here on the air on Free Talk Live. That's why we named it that, because, well, it's your opportunity. Now, it is not your opportunity to call in and talk and not be rebutted or asked questions or anything like that, certainly. We've got, we'd love to talk to you about it right now. We're talking about this story from The Guardian. And by the way, you can call in on any topic. It doesn't matter to me if I'm derailed here. I just like this one. I'm just amused by these people wearing rubber dog suits. Not working, I guess. I'm not entirely sure.
So you bring this article, and I'm like, you know what I haven't seen pictures of? Pony play. Because you got the bronies.
Yeah.
So where are all these brony cosplayers?
They're not really. I don't know about the cosplayers, but they certainly have accoutrement that goes with their
fetishes. Brony.
A brony is someone who watches the new. Well, I don't know if they watch the old My Little Pony, but there's definitely a new one that's come out in the last years, and they watch it religiously.
They're males,
and they get on the Reddit, and they discuss the philosophy, the My Little Pony philosophy.
Okay.
They just do all things.
There's a philosophy.
Sure, it's all about, you know, the golden rule and stuff. The golden rule is a big one, if I understand
all
correctly.
Right. That's me just being ignorant because I've not been involved in this stuff much, but I guess
well of you.
I guess I see part of this as being a very sexual thing, and I don't know where the brony falls into.
And that's what I was
coming
to. Is
that a sexual thing?
Exactly.
Like, this is a very sexual thing, or at least that's a big part of it. And then I look at cosplay as like people who really enjoy sci-fi and manga and everything else, and they like to dress up like that. But I don't know if it's a lifestyle for them. So I, yeah.
It's all very interesting to me. And I, yeah. I you know, these I guess in my house, you know, time and money go into things that are very much about sort of survival and making, you know, making a better life for ourselves in the future and those kind of things. So people that are so into whatever it is that they're into that they can put this kind of time, money, and energy are fascinating to me. And, you know, it's one thing if you're collecting, you know, model cars. It's, you know, all these things, I guess, are just not the way that, you know, my life would go. If, you know, my wife wouldn't put up with this stuff, and I wouldn't put up with it from her.
Right.
If she started to develop some kind of, what were those things? Beanie Baby habit. I'm like, no. No.
Unless you tell me these things are going to appreciate, like, overnight, and we can sell them for more money.
Exactly.
No.
If it's a good investment, you can go ahead and collect whatever you want. As long as you actually are able to sell it at the end of the day.
I think that we can look at recent past and look at these things, and it's pretty rare that they're a good investment.
No.
Usually, you're not going to be the one who makes the money on it. Anything that's a fad, it's going to wear out, and then you're stuck with, I don't know, 1,000 Beanie Babies. You know, where's the profit in that?
I go to the yard sales every Saturday. I see them constantly. They are a mainstay of a yard sale here in the area.
Right. People gave, when my son was born, people gave us all kinds of Beanie Babies. We cut the little tags off of them, and I know that you're not supposed to do that, but how's the kid going to, you know, sleep with them, have them in the, whatever?
Here's the choking hazard for your child.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they're worth so little that people will give them away to kids for their birth. I don't know. It's all this stuff is fascinating to me. So for David, who's a writer who works in academia, puppy play is an escape from the analytical world. It's so totally nonverbal, he tells me. It's pre-rational, pre-conscious. It's an instinctive emotional space. But within every puppy is a person. Does any of this make any sense? It's just the ramblings. This is part of my identity, but it's only part. I'm a vegetarian. I play the piano. I have a parrot. I was planting tomatoes.
Fire hydrants.
I was planting tomatoes on my allotment this morning. I can go for months without going into pup space.
So that he's not doing this every single day. This is a Friday night thing, hanging out with the boys, his puppy boys.
Yeah, puppy boys. Yep.
And the rest of the time, he sounds like he has a real job.
Yeah.
And he plants tomatoes, and he's silly.
He's got a kink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Big deal.
Fine. Yep. The psychiatrist Carl Jung argued that our conscious minds contain intuitive, emotional, sensation, and thinking archetypes. Are the sort of men drawn to puppy play simply exploring their intuitive self? Absolutely, says David. Puppy play is exactly that play. There's an immense amount of pleasure from gamboling around at a club, playing with squeaky toys because you're making people laugh. You're being a cute little puppy. The gay scene can be very serious, scary, and off-putting. But if you're going in with a little puppy hood, ears, and a tongue, you look cute. You're allowed to bound around and be enthusiastic, mischievous, and friendly. Okay.
Okay.
Is this what life is like for people who don't have kids? I mean,
the next time I have a difficult business meeting that I've got to attend, and I know it's going to be tense, I think maybe if I dress up in a full-body puppy suit and take some squeaky toys in with me, that may diffuse things. It may bring everything down a notch.
I don't know if I would recommend that, but I can tell you, as a person who does, sales and it has, telephone meetings, you know, conference calls and that sort of thing, day in and day out, if you can interject a little levity early on in the conversation, then you're going to get the sale. You're going to get what it is you're looking for. You're much more likely for that to happen because you've connected with that person on a very emotional level. However, some people do not take well to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just some people that, A, don't think whatever it is you think is funny is funny, or B, don't think being funny in a meeting is appropriate behavior.
At all.
I find that it is rare, but it certainly happens.
Yeah.
People mostly, they want to be entertained, mostly. But you got to be careful.
By the way, back to Beanie Babies.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You've been looking at Beanie Babies while we're talking about
You better believe it, because I see them all the time.
Shiny puppy.
2 days ago, a rare mint first edition Princess Diana, 1997 retired Beanie Baby, sold for $50,000.
Wow. Oh, it's still selling for 50 grand.
Yeah.
And somebody is paying 50 grand for a stuffed animal.
And another one, the exact same one, went for $49,500.
Does that have like a steering wheel wrapped around its head?
It has a Princess Diana crown. Princess Diana crown. Now, so that's a big jump. And then the next one down is some black bear Beanie Baby called Blackie, went for $3,000.
I guess
those are not blow my mind away numbers.
Well,
$3,000,
50 grand is.
If I pick that thing up for 50 cents off at a yard sale.
Right, but we just went for the very top to like second best, and it's $3,000.
Well, we don't know if it's second best. But
yeah.
It's showing there's still a market, and I'm kind of interested that there is still a market at all. It, when you look at any collectible, Action Comics number one, the first appearance of Superman, has no intrinsic value. You can get a reprint of that comic for $2 relatively easily, but it's going to sell for $1 million or whatever it is. I don't know what the numbers are. Please don't take that as a quote. I mean, it's just stunning. I can't remember when it was, but call it 1986 or something. I'm in high school working at a comic book store. You know, I'm about the most cynical guy cynical point I've ever been in my life. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one, the first print, first edition, rolls on by. I think we got 5 copies, and I'm like, this is absolute garbage. This is the dumbest thing I have ever seen. I mean, Drek, it sells out. Of course.
Yeah.
We actually get the second print printing through. The second printing's worth tens of thousands of dollars. I'm like, I can't believe we sold the first five of these black and white things. And I let it go again. Sure enough. I mean, and I saw the price going up on the first one. I had the opportunity to snatch all 5 of them up or whatever it was for the second printing. I don't remember. 10, whatever. And I didn't do it. And
that's the way it works.
That's how it goes. You know, I had 10 copies of Secret Wars, garbage.
But you know what? They could still be garbage, and that would have been a wasted $2 or whatever they were per magazine.
Oh, yeah. If you look at every other independently produced comic from the 80s, you're going to find that they keeping and storing them probably was
a nightmare.
Yeah, what you got.
You only have so much space. You got to get rid of some of this crap.
I had Avengers number one and a whole bunch of this stuff. I sold it for a set of tires for my car back in high school. The car threw a rod, and I had to send the whole thing to a junkyard within 8 months. So, you know, there it goes. Years of collecting, that kind of thing. And that's why. That's why this stuff's valuable, is because other people throw it away.
You know what, guys? You can't take it with you.
No. And certainly don't spend money on it like this. That seems ridiculous to me. But to each his own. The number's 855-450-3733. What do you think? What's the value in collecting? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.